Jeremiah chapter 37. And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon having made him king in the land of Judah. And neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land hearkened unto the words of Jehovah which he had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent to Jehukal the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now unto Jehovah our God for us. And Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. And Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt. And when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they went up from Jerusalem. And the word of Jehovah came unto Jeremiah the prophet, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt in their own land, and the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city, and take it, and burn it with fire. Thus saith Jehovah, Deceive not yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans are certainly gone away from us, for they are not gone. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in his tent, and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass, when the army of the Chaldeans was gone up from Jerusalem because of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin, to have his portion there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there, whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he laid hold on the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thou art deserting to the Chaldeans. And Jeremiah said, It is false, I am not deserting to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. And Irijah laid hold on Jeremiah, and brought him to the princes. And the princes were wroth with Jeremiah, and smote him, and put him in the place of confinement in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah was come into the dungeon and into the vaults, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, King Zedekiah sent and took him out. And the king asked of him secretly in his house, and said, Is there any word from Jehovah? And Jeremiah said, There is. And he said, Thou shalt be given into the hand of the king of Babylon. And Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, What have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against thy people, that ye have put me in the prison? And where are your prophets that prophesied unto you, saying, The king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? And now hear, I pray thee, my lord, O king, let my supplication, I pray thee, come before thee, and cause me not to return into the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded, and they committed Jeremiah into the court of the guard, and they gave him daily a loaf of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city was spent. And Jeremiah abode in the court of the guard.